For if Jesus came today, would you be ready? God wants you to be aware of the realities of hell and to save you from this place. He wants you to know you have a way out. Jesus Christ is the Savior of your soul. Believe the gospel and live unto righteousness. These things are faithful and true. The truth is marching on. Remember, only those with their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter into heaven. We came to the first activity we saw in the belly of hell that was in a dark corner. I remember the words of the Lord when he said, "It will seem like I have left you at times, but remember, I will not. I have all power in heaven and earth." And at times they will not see us, the evil powers, but at times they will. Jesus said, "Fear not, for what you're about to see is real. These things are happening now, my child, and will be unto death and hell or cast into the lake of fire. Much, much sorrow is ahead of us, much grief and much evil, much activities in hell. Ahead of us I could hear voices, also the cries of souls in torments. We walked forward into a small hill and light filled the area, and I could see clearly. Cries even stronger than in the pits of fire could be heard in this place. I heard the cries of a man higher than the other cries of the souls. Hearken unto my voice, said Jesus. What you're about to hear and see is true. Take heed, you ministers of the gospel, for these are faithful and true sayings. Awake, awake, evangelists, preachers, teachers of my word, all of you that are called of the Lord to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ." I wondered what was ahead of us after Christ spoke so sternly. We walked about 15 feet from an activity, and this is what I saw. Jesus spoke with much firmness and authority and very stern. "And people, as I speak to you, many of you are going to think this is make-believe, but I guarantee it's not. This is exactly what Christ revealed to me. And to the best of my ability, I'm going to fulfill the call of Christ upon my life. This is no plaything. This is real, and this is your life if you choose it." When I was on the television recently on a Christian talk show, the Holy Spirit came down so mightily, and the anointing of God was so powerful, and many ministers called in and repented and gave their heart back unto God when I shared this testimony of what God showed me in hell. We came up on an activity in hell, and this is where the high cries of that soul was coming from. I saw small, dark-clothed figures marching around an object, and as I looked closer, this is what it was. The figures that marched around the object was a coffin, and there was demons around it. Yes, this was a coffin in hell. And there were 12 demons marching in a circle around this coffin with some type of spears in their hand, and they were shoving it inside this coffin. And then by the power of Almighty God, we were lifted above this coffin, and Jesus said, "Look and see and listen." Jesus said, "Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches." And as we looked, I could see a soul inside this coffin. It was like the top of it disappeared. The evil beings could not see us because of the power of Christ. And as I watched, the demons would laugh and push a spear into this soul. I cried out, "Oh, my Lord Jesus, my God, what is this?" The soul had such a cry of being lost with no hope, no love, lost for eternity, and being suffered over and over by these demon powers. The torment of this soul was horrible to behold. If only he could get free. I pulled at Jesus' hand and begged him to let him out. The cry and the desperate cries of sorrow filled the air. No hope, no love was in this place. This soul had abandoned all hope. A hopeless cry came from this coffin. A cry of pain and sorrow and uneasiness because of lonesomeness and lost forever into hellfire. Oh, my Lord Jesus, oh, my God, can you not let him out? As Jesus spoke, the man saw us, and he cried, my Lord, let me out, have mercy on my soul. I've been here for such a long, long, long time, and I cannot die. For before my eyes was a soul, and inside that soul there seemed to be a human heart, and blood did run from it. And the spears was going into this heart. Don't ask me why Jesus showed it to me like this, but he did. And he said to the Lord, "Oh, my God, I'll serve you now. Let me out. Let me out. Lord, I will now preach your true gospel. I will tell about sin and hell. I will do my best. I will obey my calling upon my life. I will preach the truth. Only, oh, my God, let me out of here." Jesus said this soul was a preacher of my words. He used to serve me with all his heart and led me unto salvation. Some are still serving me today, but my word means what it says. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Some are still serving me today because of him, my daughter. Those that he led unto me. But my word says, keep my commandments and love the brethren. The lust of the flesh, the deceitfulness of riches led him astray. He let Satan rule him instead of my spirit. He had a big church and a fine car and a large income. But he began to steal from the church offerings and he began to teach lies. And he knew better. Oh, my Lord, I felt such sorrow and compassion for this soul. Jesus said he spoke part lies and part truth and he knew better. He would not let me correct him, my child. I sent many to him to tell him to repent and preach the truth. The true gospel of Jesus Christ he knew. The Lord stressed this as we talked to this soul. There was much compassion coming from Jesus as he stressed that this man knew better. He loved the pleasures of this life more than the life of God. He knew not to teach or preach any other doctrine except the truth. He caused many to stumble and fall in the end. He once knew holiness, he knew not to sin. He said the Holy Ghost was a lie in the end. He said you could be a drunkard and get to heaven even if you did not repent. Much sin entered into him. He would not repent. He said God would not send you to hell. God was too good for that. He caused many to fall from the word of the Lord. He said he did not need me, for he was his own God. He also said he wanted to open seminars for this kind of teaching. My holy word was trampled under his feet. Yet I loved him still. Yet he would not repent and tell the people he had lied. My child, remember, this soul knew my ways, my power and my anointing and my love. But he chose the world instead of me. It is better to have never known me than to have turned back, than to know me and turn back from me. If only he had listened unto me, said the Lord. If only he had cared about his soul and others. He did not listen to me when I called and he would not hear. He had eyes to see and ears to hear, but he would not hear and he would not see. He loved the easy life. He loved to listen to the voice of Satan instead of me. I called and called and called him to repent, but he would not come back unto me. One day he was killed and came here. Satan does torment souls more that have preached my word and that have saved souls for my kingdom. This is his torment in hell. In horror I watched the demons march around the coffin, and the man's heart did beat, and people, real blood ran from this heart upon his bony hands. And the cries of his torment was unbelievable. And I'll never forget the cries of this soul. And Jesus was looking with great compassion and sorrow at this man. The blood of many are upon this man's hands. Many are in torment here because of him. He said the word of God is true, and the power of his word is real, and the maker of his soul is real. If only he had obeyed the truth, he knew better. Too late, too late. Jesus spoke to the woman that was standing in a pit of fire. He said, "While on earth I called and called you to get your heart right with me, to forgive others, to be kind, to love the truth and righteousness, to forgive those that hurt you. I have visited you many times in the midnight hour to tell you of my love, and I drew by you by my spirit under me, yet you would not. With your lips you said you loved me, but your heart did not mean it. I sent others to tell you time after time to repent and come to me, but you would not hear. You would not listen." With sadness, Jesus spoke to this pitiful soul that was burning in the same state as the others.